The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay, said she was particularly appalled by the recent escalation of violence in the country. She said the Syrian army reportedly attacked civilian areas using tanks, mortars, rockets and artillery to cordon off cities and shell densely populated neighborhoods.
Hundreds of people have reportedly been killed since the start of this latest assault in the beginning of February 2012. Reports indicate that hospitals, which were already struggling to cope with all those injured in recent weeks, are now overwhelmed. People have set up makeshift clinics and medical supplies have been depleted. There must be an immediate humanitarian ceasefire to end the fighting and bombardments.
Ms. Pillay urged the Syrian authorities to cooperate fully with international mechanisms to help resolve the crisis in the country. She said referring the situation of Syria to the International Criminal Court would be a step in the right direction. Ms. Pillay also called on the international community to unite in sending a clear message to the Syrian authorities.
More than at any other time, those committing atrocities in Syria have to understand that the international community will not stand by and watch this carnage, and that their decisions and the actions they take today ultimately will not go unpunished.
The Syrian delegation walked out of the meeting saying it did not recognize the legitimacy of the session. Syrian Ambassador Faisal Kabaz Hamoudi blamed the armed opposition fighters for the deteriorating situation in Syria, saying they are using residential areas as bases.
If the session of today aims at guaranteeing humanitarian assistance, the Human Rights Council is not the appropriate forum for such matters. We are convinced that the real aim behind holding our session today is to cover up for the violence and murder perpetrated by the armed groups against innocent civilians.
Dozens of speakers participated in the debate and called for an end to the violence. Some, including members of the European Union and the United States, called on President Assad to step aside and allow a peaceful political transition. Others, such as Cuba and China, were concerned about calls for regime change and about those who advocate the use of force and violence to resolve the conflict in Syria. Derek Mbata, United Nations.